Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. Get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Wake up, everybody.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your host and your engineer for tonight's show of your Science of Health and Wealth Learning Lab. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of those who have decided to take the time out to know a little bit more about themselves, because this particular program is designed to focus on the natural form and functionality of the human body to achieve optimal health, as physically, mentally, preferably, spiritually as well. Once again, this is Rashid Talam, and I have my guest speaker on, Abdul Shahid from the American School of Symptometry. And we're going to talk about a little health tonight. And what a great time to talk about self-care. I'm not going to call it health care because you take the F off self and you got cell care. So we're still in the same ballpark, in the same arena that we want to be in. You know, after going through this holiday season with Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, I know we have consumed all types of foods, and some foods are good for us, and I would say 90% of them are not good. So what has it done to your body? How do you feel? You feeling healthy today? What does it feel like to feel healthy? So we want to talk about some recommended things that we feel like scientifically can help you as an individual build in your life the necessary tools, the necessary resources to overcome illnesses, strengthen the immune system, and maintain a longer period of optimal health. We have talked in the last year. We had a wonderful year last year where we talked about so many different things. We covered so many areas. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to repeat some of the programs and Blog Talk Radio broadcast that we had early in the show. We talked about so much. We talked about the human body. We talked about the 200 cell types that make up the human body. We talked about 75 to 100 trillion cells. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm still trying to figure this one out. How in the world did we get to this point that we are today, having a body and walking around with it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and still to this day not know how it works? You know, what a blessing to still be here. You know, really, honestly, I have to say that because for what we've done to ourselves from 1619 to this date, what other people have done to us as far as providing us with what we call food, the things that our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents went through just to get us to this point to be thinking in a way that is constructive and preferably conducive to be better than who they were, because that was the goal and the job of us being here, to be better than our parents, to have something to offer our children so we can begin to leave that particular legacy, whether it be health care, whether it be financial care, whatever it may be. You know, we trying to be better than those who came before us, and we know it's so important. We live in a society today where we live in a world of GMO seeds, genetically altered seeds. I'm not going to be long in opening up this program today, because we do have a 2 hours that we're going to devote to the health care and also the financial care. And all of this is interrelated, just like we know that everything about us is interrelated, integrated, interconnected, and interdependent. So we want to make sure that we kind of just give you the basics. I want you to get your pen and your pad out because we want you to ask questions. This is your show. This is not for us to come here and run off at the mouth about what we know, but it also is designed to give you what you need, your family needs, so we can help build ourselves, build our family life, build our community life, and begin to participate in the society unlike what we are looking like all across this country. You know, I haven't looked at really television in quite some time, but I do see things, I hear things, and I look at the whole economic picture here in America. And those of you who don't know, you know, I do have a financial background. I worked in the financial industry for many of years, and I do have a financial background as well as a health background to some degree. I've been striving to be better. I've been seeking out information to make sure that my body is conducive for long-term usage. I want to be around for a while. So we're hoping and praying that what we say tonight will help and assist you. We're going to share some things with you tonight on, I think we're going to concentrate, Abdul Shahid, I think we should go back to the basic, digestion. It is a subject matter that we need to really pay attention to. You know, and my good friend Mark Shahid gave me an acronym on the word diet, And I want to kind of tie that into tonight's show. Diet. Do I eat that? If you're not conscious of what goes into your body, you're going to have a really problem. And the thing with the word diet, I hate the word because at the end of it, it's a T, looks like a cross. And the first three letters says diet. Not a very good word to use. So I want you to think about dietary laws and the things that we talk about and the things that we kind of share here on the show. We do have new individuals who are showing up for the show. We have people who have not been on here for a while. So Abdul, I think it's really important that we begin to just do some really basic stuff. The show is yours. I want you to press one on your phone if you get triggered. I want you to press one on your phone if something we say resonates with you. This is your show. We're here to give solutions, not to talk about problems, even though we have quite a few of them. We're not here to discuss those types of things. We're talking about solutions. So we're going to really, really get really basic. We're going to go back and kind of regurgitate, re-implement some things that we've done in the past. And I want you guys to understand something, that however you conduct yourself physically, you also conduct yourself mentally. And our second part of my show is on monetizing your attitude. Well, really, what does that mean? And I want you, listening audience, to basically do me a favor. I mean, we're using words here on this show that you don't have a clue what they mean. Do not let us say something to you that you don't understand. It's a learning lab. We want you to get this because you're going to have to share this with your family. You know, how are you going to talk to your children about what to eat when you don't know what to eat, when you don't understand what it is? How are you going to talk to your children about education when they come home and ask you a question and you're sitting back, you know, not knowing the answer to those particular questions? How are you going to take this into another dimension? And we want to leave legacies. We're always talking about leaving a legacy. Well, you better leave a physical legacy on how to stay here on this planet. And we'll get into some of those particular things tonight. But let me start off with this one particular thing. I'm going to take you back a little bit. I'm going to provide you with some information so we can just come to grips with where we are and how we got here. We all know we came here 1619 and early 1600s when they brought us from Africa. They brought us here and turned us into what we call slaves. What happened to us? You can't say the people that they brought here were docile. You can't say they didn't know anything, because why would you bring us over if we didn't know anything? So what happened to us? What did they do to us to get us in this state of mind where all the ethnic groups in this country, all the ethnic groups in this world, why are we the only ones who really don't have things in order? Why did we take the U.S. out of the word trust? Because one of our biggest issues is we don't trust each other. It's a reason for that. It's something wrong, something happened, and we always talk about the trauma of food, the trauma of money, the trauma of education, all the different complexes and acute trauma and the chronic trauma and all those things, but do you really understand what they mean? We have to ask ourselves this question. We have to do some self-assessments and begin to look at things in a completely different way. We cannot bring 2023 into this year and expect to have different results. It's just not going to happen. We are responsible for our own selves. We are responsible for our physical body. Yet, 24 hours a day, we get up every morning, do what we do, and don't even understand how many times your heart beats per minute. Don't even understand that your blood is supposed to flow at 186,000 miles per second. Don't even understand the functionality of your liver, the functionality of your kidney, the functionality of your pancreas, the functionality of your lungs and your heart, the spleen, all these veins and capillaries and muscles and tissues in our body. We don't understand those particular things. So we have to come face to face with this reality that none of us, talking about all of us now, are well. So if we can come to that conclusion, And we had looked in the mirror and made a determination that, hey, things are not right. Something's wrong. I got 15 pounds on me that I'm trying to figure out how I got there. You know, I got problems with diabetes and high blood pressure. I got issues with my heart. I got issues with, you know, my feet swelling up, my legs swelling up. I had all these things that are happening to me, and I can't explain it. But tonight and every Tuesday, you can get those answers. You don't have to wonder why. You don't have to wonder why I have this little ache and pain. You don't have to worry about, oh, I got arthritis. You know, I got arthritis. You know, we don't get real. Just get real and just talk to each other. I want you to press one on your phone and ask those particular questions. Everybody, somebody on the line, internet, whatever it may be, you have somebody in your family who's ill. You may be ill. Somebody you know next door to you, a friend or a relative who have had a difficulty with their body parts. Something's going on with our body parts. Something's going on with the air we breathe. We don't even ask ourselves the question about vaccines and COVID-19 and all these things that are permeating throughout our brains, through our mind, misinformation, disinformation, all these things that are happening economically and educationally, governmentally, politically, socially. Something happened. So let's begin to think in terms of our New Year's resolution being a resolution of achievement, a resolution of opening up our minds to be better than we were in 2023. We need to begin to think about ourselves. And, yes, you know, every time you hear me say self with the F, I don't use the F anymore. Know thyself. That's what we are, 200 cell types, 75 to 100 trillion cells, and we're just a remarkable, absolutely remarkable species. I'm still trying to figure out how I got here. I'm still trying to figure out how the Earth is sitting up in space, and I don't understand. I'm still trying to figure out how children come into this world, the trimesters, what they consist of, what happens during those trimesters. And you want to talk to your children about what? You got to think about these particular things. So there's a severe problem taking place in our community with alcohol addiction, cancer, cerebral palsy, diabetes, hypertension, elevated PSA, so some of us men, obesity, problem with our immune system, anxiety, coronary diseases, marijuana addiction, sleep apnea, loss of energy. Ladies and gentlemen, that statement right there, loss of energy, we all should be trying to figure out how to get more energy. And we're going to talk about some of that tonight, but it's going to start very simply. We're going to talk about some of this all single month, every single week, because you can't get it all in one day. Why we have dementia? Why we have Alzheimer's? Why we have depression? Why do we have mental disorders? What is a stroke, and can it be prevented? Allergies and much, 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 much more. We have poor declining health, and until we begin to take responsibilities for ourselves, we'll never get to the state that we need to be in. So I don't want to bore you too much long, but I do want to give you a few things. For those of you who are on the internet, you can't call into the station because your service provider is charging you money. You have to call me on another line if you have a question. And I can ask that question online for you, and you'll be able to get that question answered. That number is 650-669-0458. Again, it's 650-669-0458. And those of you who got my texts and my emails, there's a link at the bottom of that particular text, at the bottom of that particular email, well, you can click on that particular recording tomorrow, and you can hear this program all over again. It is a recording. For those of you who listen, send that link out to other people who didn't make it on the line today, your friends, your relatives, so you can get a good understanding on what's taking place in our lives. We are in an epidemic situation with our health, an epidemic situation. Now, children are my biggest concern. You always hear me talk about our children. That's our biggest concern, because we're sending our children to school with honey buns, We're sending our children to school full of sugar, and you wonder why they can't sit still. They don't even know why they can't sit still. So you are imposing this sugary drinks and sugary food on your children, and their bodies are all out of whack, and they don't know. They can't even explain why they're out of whack, nor can we. So we're going to get started. For those of you, if you have a question, press 1 on your telephone. Press 1. And y'all open your mic. If you can ask a question, we're going to do a quick overview of tonight's show. And as I said before, this first half, this first hour is going to be about the science of health. The second hour is going to be about the science of wealth, the science of financial empowerment. Why can't we do the things we need to do? What's on our mind? That's why we're going to start with digestion today, because with digestion, you'll get a great understanding on why your mind is not working in the manner that it's supposed to work. So with that, I'm going to have my guest introduce himself to you. The subject at hand is digestion. And we're going to talk about this one thing. Abdul Shaheed, I want you to really, really break this down for me and also for the listening audience, the word enzyme. You guys hear it all the time. I have people in my class today asking, what's the enzyme? What's the enzyme? Where do they come from? So we're going to give you the true definition of the word enzyme, but also we're going to give you what enzymes do, how they work, especially with our digestion. Everything starts with digestion. And do me a favor, before we go into digestion, just give us the 11 systems after you introduce yourself. Abdul Shaheed.
Hey,
good time, my good brother.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, excellent. I'm in trouble with my phone for the last couple of days.
Okay. You sound like you're in the background. There's an echo going on there. So I don't know. Are you on the speakerphone or what?
I don't know. How's that? Anybody?
Nah, not yet.
I'm
about to
have to call in
with
my wife phone.
Okay. You want to do that? Okay. Well, why don't you take a minute and call back in and open your mic up. Okay. Very good. And those of you who are on the line today, you have an opportunity to ask any questions. What problem do you have right now? You have arthritis? Diabetes, high blood pressure. What kind of conditions are going through in life that you may get an answer tonight? We're going to specialize in answers, solutions. Too often we go to the hospital, we go to the medical profession. I don't even want to give them the word. You call it medical professions, and they always make sure when you walk out of the door, you have this white piece of paper. And on that white piece of paper is this thing called subscription. And we go take in this product, and we never ask the doctor what it is, what types of effects it's going to have on our body, but we swear by it. We absolutely swear by it. There's so many pharmaceuticals on the marketplace today, they're just not good for the human consumption at all. We're destroying ourselves indirectly and not even understanding that what's taking place in our lives. How does it affect you? We need to ask ourselves these questions and quit allowing people to tell us something that we don't know about without questioning them. We have to know how our bodies work. We have to know how we think and what causes us to think. We have to know all these particular things that basically affect our lives. I think I have Abdul Shaheed back on again. So before he starts talking, I think we just want to lay the groundwork for food real quickly. 1935, Senate Document 264. The soil has been depleted of all its benefits since 1935. The Congress and the political people know this. They said during that time period that if you don't quit putting pesticides, herbicides, and insecticides in the soil, people will be dying from diseases they never have died from before. And we already know that we have this thing called GMO seeds. So if you're going to put seeds in sick soil, you can only get a sick plant. If you eat the plant, you're going to have a sick people. I think that's kind of common sense a little bit. Abdul Shaheen, if the soil is bad, the food is bad, and we consume it, and we don't even concern ourselves with what we consume or even try to understand what's insecticide, what's a pesticide, what's a herbicide, and what does it do to the crop? So that's why digestion is so important. So I'm going to be quiet and put my phone on mute, and please introduce yourself to everyone, and let's get into digestion, enzymes, yep, and all those great things that we need to know about. Abdul Shaheen?
Yes, salam alaikum. Is that better?
Sir, you're loud and clear.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you so very much, Brother Rashid, for having us tonight. We'd like to start about Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, with the name of the Almighty, Source Creator, the Creator of everything. And see, we have to understand how the Creator, the Source Creator, created everything. The human being is part of the creation. We're not separate. So those same laws and rules that govern the creation also govern us. And when we break these laws, this is when our body will give us a sign called symptom, warning us that we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy and we're getting ready to enter abnormalcy. That's what a disease is, abnormalcy. It's not normal for us to have a disease. Not supposed to have one, see. So when we look at how our body operates, we need to have energy. So we have to eat food. Food, I have the nutrients and resources for our cells to produce energy, mitochondrial energy. That's what it's called. But if we're unable to digest the food and break it down to turn it into these nutrients, amino acids, sugar, starch, and fats and oil, everything has to be broken down because food is a large, complex molecule. It has a lot of different things in it. It's coal tar derivative, dyes, coloring, additive. All these different things is mixed in with the food. We call it food, but so many different things. And I just heard the other day, Brother Rashid, that there's plastic in most of our food. There are chromatography researchers, not just cytometry, testing things. There are chromatographic researchers that has found out in a standard American diet there's over 650 man-made chemicals. Man-made chemicals. We can't call them food, but they are mixed in with that molecule called food. Over 650 man-made chemicals in a standard American diet. Now we also have plastic in most of the food. This is just amazing. So when it comes to digestion, we have digestive enzymes. And those enzymes are designed to break down our food. See, we are the product of atomic collision. And what we mean by that is our cells are so tiny that only atom can enter them. Only atom can enter them. So the food we eat must be turned into atoms. Those atoms are called nutrients. That's what they are. Our cells are so tiny, Brother Rashid, they measure about 28 to 32 microns. They are very, very tiny. We cannot even see them with our unaided eye, with our naked eye. We can't see them. We have to have a microscope to see them. So this is why food has to be broken down. Because if the nutrients and resources do not enter the cell cannot use them to turn them into energy for functional force. And that's how the body operates, force and energy. And forces and energy comes under the heading of physics. So our body uses all of the physics. So we have two types of enzyme, digestive enzyme and ancillary enzyme for the repair work. See, no one told us, Brother Rashid, but scintometry, which is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell, that the human being is high maintenance. High maintenance, not low maintenance. We've been misled to believe that it's low maintenance. We don't have to do anything but eat some food, drink some water, and go to the bathroom a few times a day. That's about 10% of what we need to do. And who's teaching us the 90%? Here's how important enzymes are. The digestive enzyme that we must produce before we can break down our food, and ancillary enzyme for repair and maintenance. Hear how important they are. Before a cell engages in any activity, it must first produce different enzymes to help it achieve its objective. Those are the first thing. The first essential that our cell must produce, the first one, are enzymes, because nothing else happens until they are produced. Our body will come to a grinding halt without enzymes. This is why they produce different enzymes by the thousand to achieve different objectives. And they're able to do it in milliseconds, Brother Rashid, produce thousands of enzymes in milliseconds. There are enzymes to digest sugar and starch. There are enzymes to digest fats and oil. There are enzymes to digest protein. We need to produce pepsin in our stomach to digest protein. Then we need trypsin, chymotrypsin, carboxypeptidase. These are enzymes. Then we need to produce emulsification enzyme in our liver. We need to produce about 7 different enzymes before you can digest protein, fats and oil, in meats. So we eat meat, and most of us cannot even digest it. It sits in our stomach for weeks sometimes. And we wonder why we are bloated. You're bloated because you didn't produce the right enzyme. And then most time, we didn't cook the food scientifically. We have to cook our food scientifically to help us, to help our enzymes to digest them. People eat raw food. We eat meat that's cooked rare. They're not cooked enough. And we don't have enzymes to digest those things. So it sits in our stomach and began to ferment. It causes problems for us. Gassiness, bloatiness, all kind of other issues. The microbes begin to feed on it because it's sitting there. This is what happens when you don't produce enough enzyme. And here's the thing about enzyme. We have plant, there are plant enzymes, there's animal enzymes, and there are human enzymes. And if you go to the health food store and think those plant enzymes gonna work for you, you're making a big mistake. Our cell must produce the enzyme. That's what they do. That's their job. And they have to produce the enzyme from what you've given it in terms of nutrients and resources. And most of us, because we're not doing the maintenance and the upkeep that's required to maintain a healthy body, there'll be many blockages blocking the enzyme from being produced. Blocking the enzyme. There are enzymes, Brother Rashid, for the cell to divide. For cell division, they're called cyclin and kinase. For cell division, two of them. And then there are enzymes to help the DNA to unwind, to receive the blueprint from the genes. If this process doesn't take place, you're going to be producing many diseases because the cell will not have the instruction, the blueprint, the genetic code, so to speak, to carry out the responsibility of producing whatever enzyme needs to be produced, whatever brain essential, body essential, and cell essential that need to be produced, they won't have the instruction. And this will be a problem for you. Whatever is a problem for the cell will also be a problem for you. If our cells are congested, you'll be congested. If our cells are sick, you'll be sick. I hope you're making connection. I hope you're making these connections. So there are all kinds of enzymes to digest our food. Why we need the food to be digested? So the cell can utilize them. Within the cell, there are cellular organelles within the cell. And one of those organelles is called the mitochondria. This is the place where energy is produced. This is the place where energy is produced. If your mitochondria is filled with grease, grime, soot, all these blockages, then you're going to be exhausted all the time. You won't have enough energy. You won't be able to carry out much responsibility. The cell won't be able to carry out much responsibility. So you're going to end up with an enzyme deficit because the cell won't have energy to produce more enzyme. Nor would they be able to utilize the resources and the nutrients to do it. So who's helping you to learn how to clean the grease and the grime and the soot from your mitochondria in the cellular organelle, in your energy storehouse, where energy is produced? No one told us, Brother Rashid, that the human being is energy dependent. We depend on energy. Nothing happened without it. Nothing happened without energy. Nothing happened without enzyme. And you go to the doctor, they never talk to you about enzyme, never talk to you about the cell, and never talk to you about energy. And these are the things that are required to live on this planet. We should focus on ourselves. This is what we have to do. So, Brother Rashid, we'd like to take a moment to help people to understand why symptometry and symptometric science was invented. Why? Why was it invented? We have symptometry and symptometric science, and why was it invented? This is what we want to share briefly. Why was it invented? Even though we're talking about how to digest the food and all that, that requires enzyme, there's so much we can say about enzyme, and we'll be talking about enzyme from now on. If we want to be healthy, we have to understand enzyme. Enzyme is the first essential that our cell produce. Most enzymes are catalysts, which means they speed up the biochemical processes. They speed up reaction, and they are not affected by the reaction. This is what they have to do. They become a spark of the reaction. Without them, there'll be no reaction. Biochemical reaction that takes place 24/7 at us, it won't be any. Before our cells are able to do anything, they must have an enzyme. Doesn't make any difference what it is, what activity. So people are sick because they fail to produce the enzyme. You have digestive problem and issues because you don't have the enzyme to digest what you're eating. And many of the things that's in our food are non-nutrients. Those will be the man-made chemicals, the additive, the preservative, the cold tar derivative. They are non-nutrients. And if you take herbs, they're non-nutrients. That's no nutrients in herbs for us. If you take pharmaceuticals, they are non-nutrients. This is why the cell can't recognize them. Before a nutrient goes into our cells, Brother Rashid, there's an enzyme called permease that must modify the nutrient before it enters. Otherwise, it's not going in there. So many of our cells will be malnourished. They won't have the nutrients to carry out their job, which is to keep you healthy and to restore your health. That's what they're for. But the average person have been taught. We've been misinformed. So why was symptometric science and symptometry invented? We have to share some information about that. Number one, symptometric science was invented by Dr. Maxwell Norton. He had to do it in order to save his life because allopathic medicine, Western medicine could not save him. He had many chronic diseases. Now today he's disease-free, no disease in his body. In all of what we share with you, he uncovered the enzyme, energy, and what is a human being? The intersection between the seen and the unseen. This is what we are. We're composed of the seen. You can see our body, our skin, our hair, our nails. You can see all that. But the real person, the real essence of the human being is inside
the body, the energy, the spirit, the soul. You choose whatever you want to call it. You don't see that person, not with your eyes, physical eyes. So we're at the intersection between the seen and the unseen, the tangible and the intangible. And most of the power we have is in the intangible, the unseen. Things that we have to learn about how this body operates. So symptometry sign was invented to explain why diseases occur. Why they occur? Because we broke the pattern. We broke the rules. That's what happened. We broke the law. And every time we break it, our body will give us a sign called symptom. It's a sign that we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy. Health is normalcy. A disease is abnormalcy. We're not supposed to have one. This is what we have begun to think again. So when we have a disease, you want to think right away, what enzyme am I not producing? Because that would be the reason why you have it. Nothing else is going to operate in our body unless we have an enzyme first. Number two, reasons why symptometry signs was invented. What should be done to prevent diseases? What can we do to prevent diseases? Oftentimes, you've heard me say on this program that optimal health is the natural ability for all of the body parts to resist diseases. Most diseases are preventable. You know what to do. If you do the repair work and eat scientifically and cook your food scientifically and learn to live on this planet scientifically, you won't have a disease. And produce all the enzyme that's required to maintain normalcy, you wouldn't have a disease. So most diseases are preventable. To teach people what to do to prevent diseases. Number three, symptometry and symptometry signs was invented for us to know what should be done to assist ourselves in reversing cell neglect. This is what we all did. We neglected ourselves. You heard Brother Rashid talk about ourselves. How much do we neglect them? We don't even think about them. We're congested. We're sneezing. We have all kind of mucus coming out of our nose, out of our throat. And we never think about the cells, what condition they're in. They are congested first. Then you become congested. We are ourselves, brother and sister. We are composed of 75 to 100 trillion of them, over 200 different types of cells. Everything, our tissues, our organ, our hair, our nails, our eyes, our nose, our heart, our liver, our pancreas, our spleen, everything made of cells. Everything made of cells. If they're congested, you can bank on it. You're going to be congested. Why people have diabetes? Three organs are congested. The liver, the pancreas, and the adrenal gland. Congested. Remove the congested, and the cell will begin to produce those enzymes to produce what needs to be done, need to be produced to restore normalcy. And once that happens, the person won't be diabetic anymore. So symptometry sign is to teach us what should be done to assist ourselves to reverse cell neglect. That's the first thing we have to do. Ourselves have been neglected. Then finally, we have to know and have the knowledge to restore cellular health. When we restore cellular health, Brother Rashid, we put the cells back in charge. Our cells are self-correcting. They are self-perpetuating. They are self-regulating. They do all these things on their own, and no one taught them anything. They've been gifted with super intelligence. In symptometry, we call it atomic intelligence. This is what they have. They have an atomic intelligence. So if we restore cellular health, they will reward us with good health. That's the definition of health. When the person aligns the desire of their mind with the need of the cells and gives the cell what they need, The cell will reward them with good health. So restore cellular health, then your health will be restored. This is the only way it is done. Only way it is done. People focus on everything except the cells. They want to know what diet do I implement? What diet? When you start talking to people about their health, the first thing they want to know, what do I eat? What do I eat? That's the first thing. It's not about the food. First, you need to have knowledge of who you are and why you are. We're on planet Earth, and we reside at the troposphere, where gravitational force is at its worst, and gravitational force tends to slow things down. In our body, things have to be speeded up. That's why our cell has to produce enzymes to speed things up, whereas gravity wants to slow things down. Hopefully this is making sense now. Everything under our skin must operate in seconds, milliseconds, fraction of a second. Blood circulating with speed everywhere in seconds in order for our cells to be nourished. See, the nutrients and resources are in our blood, brothers and sisters. If the blood does not circulate with speed, at the speed of light, many cells will not be able to be nourished from the food you ate. They'll be malnourished. And if they're malnourished, they won't have the energy because they won't have the nutrients and the resources to produce energy. And you'll be losing energy. You'll be on an energy deficit because you have an enzyme deficit. Once you're on that deficit, no way you can be healthy. No one on planet Earth will be healthy with an enzyme deficit. No one on planet Earth would be healthy with energy deficit. No one. I don't care who they are. I don't care how smart you are. Don't make any difference. That's why the person is sick. Enzyme deficit, energy deficit. And both of them lead to, at some point, criminality. Both of them lead to criminality at some point. And they also start off with poor mental health at some point. Doesn't make any difference where the disease is or what name they call it. Sooner or later, every disease that the person has anywhere in his body is going to become a mental illness at some point, poor mental health. We have to know these things. We have to know this, brother and sister. That's why there are so many mentally ill people running around with weapons today, putting us all in danger. I want you to make connection. So it's not so much about the eating, the chaotic eating, because that's how we got in this mess, not understanding food. Food has a downside and food has an upside. Now we have to weigh all of the facts. It is not the treatment products to focus on. Or what herb do I take? What drug do I take? What supplement do I take? It's not about those things. People should stop asking about what food do I eat and what vitamins and minerals do I take. None of those things reverse diseases. None of them. We all use them, and we're still stuck where we are. Isn't that amazing? We spend all that money for those things. It's not about the treatment method. We go to all these different places. We get massages. We go to the sauna. We go to the gym, and we're still stuck. Our body's still falling apart because we focus on the wrong thing. We are focusing on the wrong thing, and we're neglecting our cells, and we're neglecting our blood. We're neglecting producing enzymes. We're neglecting producing energy. And that's how our body operates. We focus on treatment procedures. Oh, let me get the procedures down. Doesn't make any difference. That's what's wrong with allopathic medicine. They're stuck in procedure. No creativity. And the person end up dying because they run out of energy, Brother Rashid. They end up running out of energy. This is why they die. The body cannot do anything without energy. And most of us have an energy deficit. We're losing energy. Anywhere in the body you'll be losing energy and there's no enzyme being produced, that's where the disease will be. I mean, how simple can it be? All of the things we just mentioned, the chaotic eating, treatment product, treatment method, treatment procedure are secondary. And we all know what's most important, what should come to our mind first. We talk about it all the time. It is the sales. Stop ignoring them. Doctor never mentioned them. So we have to stop ignoring them because no one is coming to save us. Evidently, that we should know this by now. We have to save ourselves, brothers and sisters. And this is how we get more knowledge of the cells and what they need and what they do and understanding them.
You know,
what happened.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So once again, let me welcome everyone to IWDM Radio. This is the Science, Health, and Wealth Learning Lab. I'm Rashid Salam, your engineer and your host for tonight's show. And we have Abdul Shaheed from the American School of Symptomatology sharing with us pertinent and beneficial information for the well-being of our health, trying to get us to the point where we can have optimal health. Abdul Shaheed, I want to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
One, you know, I'm not going to bothers me. I'm not going to say anybody on the line who has some issues with this, but Abdul Shaheed, even though you share information with us and we have been pounding away trying to help individuals be better at what they do and how they do it, I keep seeing this one particular thing. I'm not going to say it bothers me, but it hurts me to know that I'm talking to you. I'm giving you information that I know for a fact that you don't understand, and you shut down. Now, hang on. Hold the shutdown just for a minute. You can look in their eyes. You can look in their disposition. You can look at their attitude. They start looking away. They start, I'm not going to say not paying attention, but not wanting to hear what you have to say because you just knocked them off their little world that they live in that they think is correct. I'm talking to young people all the time. I'm talking to older people all the time. And I got this one question. What happened to our thinking apparatus to the point where I can hear straight up common sense? And as we know, common sense is no longer common. I can be making all the sense in the world to a person, and there it's like talking to a brick wall. They don't move on it. They don't ask me questions about it. They don't press one. They don't want to know. But yet they'll sit there and listen to you and not respond. So I know there's a form of trauma to some degree. Now, how deep that goes, I don't know how deep that rabbit hole goes. I don't know about the developmental assets in one's being. I don't know who's who and what's what. But you would think that one wants to be able to say, I don't like what I see. I'm doing this self-assessment of myself. Why can't I move on that? What is stopping my mental capacity to really delve into more education, more research, trying to figure out this thing that you're sharing with us today about cells and enzymes? You know, just talk to us about that, why we can't respond. I think that's the best way to say it. Why we can't respond to our own selves.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing question, Brother Rashid. Absolutely amazing. Here's the thing. Here's where it all starts. See, our brain is the command center. A human being must know that's the physical part of us. But that's the tangible part of us. But there's also an intangible part that goes with the brain. It is called the mind. That's the unseen. We have the seen and the unseen. I said earlier, the human being is the intersection of the seen and the unseen. And this is where the problem comes. If our brain is congested, our brain is compromised, we have neurofiber level plaque in our brain. We have microbes in our brain. We have other concretion in our brain. They're not only in the other parts of our body, they're also in the brain. We have blood impurities that people are not teaching you how to remove, and you're not using the product to remove them, so now they're in the brain. How do microbes get in the brain? They're in the blood. So blood is the mode of transportation. It goes everywhere. And they can go anywhere they want, whenever they get ready. All these things interfere with neurons. Neurons that fire and receive signals, transmit signals from the brain, the command center, all to all parts of the body. Now, when it comes to our decision-making, we must produce neurotransmitter, but it takes enzyme to do it. The main one is acetylcholine. If the person fails to produce acetylcholine, they won't even have a conscience, Brother Rashid. They won't have a memory. Mm. They won't be able to understand anything you're telling them. They won't be able to comprehend. They won't even be able to utilize ideas. Matter of fact, they won't even come up with an idea without acetylcholine. What's an idea? It's abstract, Brother Rashid. How is it produced? Electrical energy in the brain. But if you can't, you got blockages, and you cook them with the wrong salt. You cook them with the wrong oil. You're eating the wrong fruits. You're drinking milk. You're making all these mistakes. And you're eating processed sugar with sweeteners. The sugar is not the problem. It's all the additive that they put in sugar.
Right.
That's the problem. The non-nutrients. They clean the machine at the sugar factory with certain chemicals. And those chemical residue are in the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And we're consuming it. These are non-nutrients. And they block neurotransmitter. They block enzymes from being produced. They block neurons from firing up, sending signals, receiving signals. This is what happened to the person. So the first thing that we need to do if we want to change our situation is know how to nourish our brain. First, we have to produce bond breakers to break the bond on all of the poison and the toxic and these things that's in our brain. The neurofibrillary plaque, they'll bond it together, bonded substance. That's how they're held together, by molecular bond, covalent bond, double covalent bond, triple covalent bond. These things are tough to remove. See, when we study science and study chemistry and study how atoms combine to produce molecules, bonds are created between these things. You need a bond breaker, a particulate, to break the bond on these things so they stop doing you harm. And now they're able to be dissolved. And once the cells receive nutrients, the first thing they would do, Brother Rashid, because they already know what to do, will produce enzyme in the brain. First enzyme, DNA polymerase to repair the DNA, RNA polymerase to repair the RNA. They will produce acetylcholine esterase, old acetylcholine, so new acetylcholine can replace it. Now the person is getting their understanding back. They're getting their memory back. They're getting the reflexes back. And now the brain can make excellent decision. The mind can make excellent decision. Now they're working together, Brother Rashid.
Yes.
Instead of the person wanting to still do chaotic eating, drinking alcohol, and all this foolishness, they're now doing what the cells need for them to do. The cell created our mind so we can make the best decision to take care of them, then they'll be in the best position to take care of us. This is done no other way, Brother Rashid. This is how we get our mind back and make the most excellent decision. This is how we do it.
I tell you what, that was more than the answer that I needed, that's for sure. I guess if I wasn't so involved in training and talking to people on a regular basis, I probably wouldn't see the things or the questions that I asked you. But, I'm not trying to be rude and hope anybody on the telephone don't take this the wrong way. We're walking around with these physical bodies, and
Am I saying the right thing that it's in disrepair? Am I saying the right thing that we are talking and don't even know that we don't know what's going on with our being? Are we in this state that they call the walking dead, so to speak? I'm not being mean, but I'm telling you, my brother, I see this all the time. I see people
yes.
in the classroom. I see people I'm talking to, they asking questions, you know, and you're giving them answers, and they don't even process the information. So I look at our older generation of people who have probably been going through this for 40, 50, 60 years and never cleaned their bodies out. You know, I'm instructional classes. I read about things from the website that you have shared with us, talking about worms in our body. And I just look at this is my fourth time going over this video about worms.
It's amazing.
I just have you share and talk to people. If you don't know what's going inside of you, if you don't know that you are being devastated on the inside, mentally and physically, and you talk to me, you want to practice a religion. You talk about you want to be a part of something. You don't even know. Am I saying it wrong? I don't even know that they don't know. So if I'm saying it wrong, please forgive me, listening audience, and Abdul Shaheed, please help me figure this thing out because
you're absolutely right, Brother Rashid. We have to get it.
You know, so if I don't know, my brother, it's just, I guess I feel, I guess I see, and the fact that I'm watching my family members. You know, for those of you who are on the line, press one on your phone and ask a question because I'm going to ask a question. If this doesn't make you press one, I don't know what will. I have four brothers in my family. Two of them have a stroke. One is a drug addict. The other one, intelligent, supposedly, is all outdoors. And he won't listen to anything from anybody other than Dr. Frankenstein. I'm going to be honest with you. This is what I call them. You can't tell him nothing, but yet he's still getting worse. So when you offer him an alternative, just information. I'm not telling you to buy anything. Just information about what you're going through. He can't even hear me. That's just four brothers in my family. The other brother in my family committed murder, trying to rob somebody. Or she was trying to buy some drugs and accidentally kill someone. I got another sister who is having problems with her knee. And I'm sharing things with her, and she won't even get on the telephone to listen to an alternative instead of somebody going to talk about a knee replacement. This is my family. Okay, now I know all of us know somebody, and the question that I'm asking you is this. I think you kind of answered the question, why won't they listen, why don't they process this information because of X, X, and X, and X. This has to be a concern not only for you and your personal family, but a concern about our longevity on this planet. Because if we don't know anything, what in the world are you teaching your child? So if your child don't
nothing.
Know anything, what will teach their children? So is this an addiction we're doing to our own selves? Or just talk to me, brother. You know, I'm feeling this tonight. I'm concerned about our community. I'm concerned about our ethnic group. I'm concerned about myself, and I'm concerned about my family. So that's a lot of people. I'm just talking about my family who have children. I have 10 grandchildren. You know how I feel about my grandbabies.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm teaching them everything I can get my hands on for them to understand how to conduct their lives. So anyway, I just had to say that. And those of you who are on the line, this is IWDM Radio, the Science of Health and You and Wealth Learning Lab. Well, we're trying to provide you with educational information, tools, and resources that will make your body better so you can get to optimal health, so you can think better, act better, be better, and just be better
Absolutely.
All around human beings. There's something wrong in our communities, no matter what your religious background is. We know we see it. We know we hear it. We know we're experiencing it in any aspect of our life, in our family life. You see it. Talk to me, y'all, Ducey. And those of you
on the line, on this program,
and ask that question.
Yes, on this program, Brother Rashid, I'd just like to say that we speak the facts. Here are the facts. People don't have to believe them. Symptometry focuses on enzyme study. This is what we learn at the school. Enzyme production, enzyme preservation, how to keep those enzymes, to take care of them, that provide the cells with the nutrients and resources. They will produce all of these things. Providing our cell with the nutrients and resources has proven to be the most efficient way to satisfy the needs of our cell that produce our body, and they also produce our mind. And they also know how to repair what need to be repaired, what's in disrepair. This is the most efficient way to get our health back.
Okay.
These are the facts. If you use any other method, I'm sorry, it would be like a deviation from the pattern. It is the Almighty that created this pattern. He created our body with precision, with perfection. That's what he did. We can't improve upon the human body. You can't improve upon how it works, how it functions. We just need to start learning how it works. That's our problem. We allow other people to teach us. Other people are teaching us.
You got me with the pattern because, we came here with our own picture, with our own pattern. Both those words are interconnected, interrelated anyway. The vibrations, the energy that takes place in this pattern that's been given to us by our source creator. And sometimes we think we know something, and you're in this own little world of yours. And you're sharing this world of yours, and you're getting on people's nerves with this stuff. You don't even know you're getting on people's nerves because you're talking about stuff that they don't even interact. They don't even think about. They don't want to talk to you about, but they're just being nice and not saying anything to you. And this pattern, that self-assessment that we talked about early on,
yes,
we have to get back to that pattern. Let's just say it like it is in the proper language. It's the picture that God gave
us. It's the picture, yes.
And
it runs throughout the whole creation, Brother Rashid. We're part of the creation. We're not separate. We're not independent of it. We're interconnected, integrated, interrelated, interconnected with the filter, with the pattern, everywhere in the creation.
Yes. Yes, sir. It reminds me of that movie called The Matrix. That movie called such a – all those patterns, all those visuals and all the movements that were taking place in that movie, somebody knew something about the human anatomy and the human mind. Somebody had an idea how it functions and how it works.
They
because
know.
Just like a computer, computers, zeros and ones, right? Zero to ten, and you go
we're
back. Zero to ten,
computer,
you go back.
Brother Rashid, we're the first computer.
You're a natural program. And if we don't understand the zeros and ones, if we don't understand how a particular thing works and know how to program that physical being, and the program has to be information, the sacred institution of education, if we're not taking that into consideration, where are we? And it's a major, major concern because we look at our community all across this country, look at our community all across this world, and the same thing is happening. And it doesn't make sense where I can go on the East Coast and a young man with got his pants hanging off his butt. I go on the West Coast and they ain't never talked to each other. They all got their pants off their butt. What in the world is going on in the mindset? And the mind has to be set because you can't get out of it. And we're in mindset.
Nope.
We got to revisit the word. The skill sets is what we should be talking about. Instead of mindset. When you say mindset, your mind is set. You're in trouble. It's like dirty water just came from the bottom of the hill and settling with all kind of trash and garbage in it. And that's the flow that we're talking about right now. So those of you who are on the line, I hope myself and have said something, Abdul Shaheed has said something to you that particularly resonates with you. I'll just tweak the question or answer in your thought process. Press 1 on your phone. We're getting ready to go into the second hour of our program. We have about 5 minutes left on the health piece. But you know what? When we go into this health piece, it's still going to be reflective of the health. When we go into financial education, it's going to be reflective of your health. Because if you don't
Absolutely.
Have good health, why am I talking to you about finances? When I start talking about planning, we just got to talk about the pattern. How are you going to put that in place? What are you willing to change in your life? What are
Nothing.
You willing to change to become a better financial proprietor of yourself being? What is it? I'm just trying to say some things. I hope y'all don't get mad at me. I hope you don't think I'm saying something that's wrong, but we have a real problem. I mean, this is real all across our community, all across this nation, in our personal lives, in our family lives, in our community lives. Something happened to us, and that's what we hear on IWDM every Tuesday, trying to talk to you about the science of this health thing, the science of this wealth thing, the science of you. We have a person has raised their hand on the line. We're going to take this person. All those who are in the queue, just press 1. There's no problem. We're not here to hurt anybody's feelings. We want to know what you need to know, because the questions you ask may be a question that somebody else wants to ask as well. So we're going to take 111-111. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam. This is Amina.
Yes, I so concur with what you both are saying, because I too have, and I know it's probably, you know, others as well. You know, I've told as many family members as possible that will listen about symptometry and the fact that we don't have to only go one way with our treatment of our diseases. You know, symptometry is scientific. The facts are that the needs of the cells need to be addressed. But, you know, I concur also, because people, you know, I know, because I've told many friends, you know, mostly in the community and family members, and I've been talking about health, repairing our health through symptometry for a while now. I've sent people the links, and I know some have responded. Some in my family have responded, and some are, you know, they're weighing it, like, you know, they don't want to be, you know, dismissive, but they're, you know, as you were saying, Brother Rashid, you know, they hear, but they don't want to really act on, you know, what they hear, because they're so used to, okay, well, you know, I have this knee problem. I have this shoulder problem. I have this back problem. And, you know, I've gone this way with you know, letting the doctor cut on me so long, I can't hear anything else. You see what I'm telling you? You know,
yes,
ma'am. We're conditioned. It's like and some people, to be honest, right, really to the point, they're afraid to change. Some people are afraid. I know that. I can see it, you know, on their faces or in their responses. You know, people are afraid because, you know, sometimes they think that, you know, information overload. Well, I should do it this way. You know, I've been doing it this way. Let me, you know, they get their feelings hurt when you tell the truth about, you know, everything is not one way, plant-based. I'm a vegan. I'm a this. I'm a that. You know, that'll take care of it. That's all that I need. Or the doctor has me on this. So I mean, this is what's been told to me all this time. So I can't really. It's like it's a fear of changing lifestyle change, because you actually have to do a little bit of work on yourself.
Yeah.
And some people it's hard. They don't, you know, and I understand. I understand. Old habits are hard for a lot of people. So, I just wanted to say I concur with what you're saying. But what we're also seeing is that people are seeing that this healthcare system is really a sick care system, because, you know, it's more where, you know, everything else is not working. All it is making you sicker and sicker and sicker, or you end up so doped up on all the medications. I have it in my family. I know close friends of mine, you know, that right. Just say, well, I mean, the doctor said, I mean, okay, but you have a right to question and answer back, you know, the doctor's directives. They're not
right.
God. You understand? I mean, they're not. So we got to get out of that. And it's hard. I understand. It's hard when you're conditioned this way so long, and they haven't taught this. We haven't. This is not being taught in school, because this information was kept from us. Nobody talked about it, you know. You know, the fact that there's all of these particulates have been around and all of that. It's like nobody wants to realize that our own government and health so-called authorities, they've been lying to us. Basically, they've been lying to us all these years to keep us in that sick care system. Salaamu alaikum.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much.
And you just made me realize that most of us don't really know. In the last 2 years, 45% of our emergency room deaths with our children have taken place in our society because of private hospitals. They've taken over the hospital. 60% of the hospitals in this country are privately owned.
Mm-hmm.
65% of the prisons in our system are privately owned. But now have come down to a profit-based situation where people really don't care about health.
Mm-hmm.
The investment that's taking place in the pharmaceutical industry. You know, so I always notice one particular thing. I hope and pray that you guys understand this as well. Every decision we make has a financial consequence. So if you don't know anything about private directives in your medical care portfolio, if you don't know how to, if something happened to you or you go into a coma, on what to do and how to do it because you don't know how to do a medical directive, that's what financial education comes in at. But more importantly, you want to stay healthy. Nobody wants to have a diabetic coma. Nobody wants to go into that state. Nobody wants to continue to have arthritis. And all arthritis is something so simple, and we've talked about that. Well, I'm not trying to beat anybody up. I'm just sounding the alarm. There is a health crisis in our communities. I'm not going to say the country, in our community, on a level that's in epidemic proportion. And it's affecting us. It's affecting our children. So if we can't build community life personally, how do we expect to build community life as a whole? How do we expect our children to see? How do you expect our children to have the right perception about health when we're constantly, constantly eating food that's genetically altered? We talked about soil. Since 1935, they've known the soil has been depleted of all the proper nutrients, and that's why they came up with genetically altered seeds. Because guess what? If there's no nutrients in the soil, you can't grow anything. So now we have to modify and genetically do some things to our seed to put into the soil. And the soil is sick. The plant is sick. So guess who else is sick? Why? And your cells. And we already talked about this one particular thing. You're 75 to 100 trillion cells, and don't try to be something else other than that, because you are cells, period. 200 cell types, 11 systems. Can you explain this to your children? Can you say, well, how fast does your heart beat, baby girl, baby boy? But that's the question they're going to ask. But guess what? Do you know the answer to it? Do you understand what's taking place in the human anatomy? It's magnificent. It's beautiful species that our source creator has given us, and we don't even know how to make it work. We can't make it work. Abdul Shaheed, why don't you take a few minutes and give some closing remarks, and more importantly, drive people to that website. And before you go, please cover this worm problem. And all of us have. You got to understand what the worms are doing to your physical disposition, your physical body. Those of you who are trying to lose weight, guess what? It's not going to happen until you change something that's so important to you, as he's talking about the brain and the mind, but also the consumption of the things that you think you should be eating, because you're losing calories and all that type of thing. But it's way more than that. And we do have this information available through the organization that Abdul Shaheed is affiliated with on how to lose weight, how to bring a baby into the world. Nobody ever told us this. No one ever told us this. And when you get it, you got to tell somebody else about it. You can't come on this line on Tuesdays and sit here and soak up all this wonderful information and then don't share it with your constituents. What's wrong? You know people are sick. I just told you about my family. My family is ill. Physically and mentally, and none of them practice what I practice. The bottom line is they're still my family. I love them. I'm trying to provide them with things that they need to make their lives better. That should be our focus. We love for our brothers and sisters what we love for ourselves, and we should be thinking in those terms. Abdul Shaheed, I'll let you close out with just a couple things before we go into the next hour. And then next hour, guess what, y'all? It's still going to be health. even though we're talking about finances. We talked about why the brain is not working. So how do you plan? How do you prepare? How do you develop and devise a plan to be functional 5-10 years down the road? How do you get your children involved in learning how to be entrepreneurs early on in life? How do you do those particular things if you can't think correctly? So anyway, Abdul Shaheed, go ahead and close out so we can map out this personal life plan here. That's all we talk about, ladies and gentlemen, mapping out your own personal life plan so we can have a financial plan.
Absolutely.
Abdul Shaheed.
And stick with it. Yeah, Brother Rashid, we certainly appreciate this opportunity to share more information. And this is what we're going to keep going the rest of the year. We have a number of topics that we'll be discussing. And just ignoring ourselves, Brother Rashid, here are the results. Here are the results. I hope people just make these connections just briefly because of us ignoring ourselves, ignoring how to produce enzyme, ignoring how to produce energy in our body. Number one, mental illness on the largest scale imaginable in our community. Chronic diseases, larger scale imaginable. Anxiety attacks, larger scale imaginable. Panic attack, blood disorder, all kind of blood disorder, blood diseases. Self-poison, people poison themselves. They're self-destructing, Brother Rashid. Why is this the case? Because they ignore their cells. Tissue and organ are deteriorating. This is not how we're supposed to live on this planet. We have systemic poisoning with pharmaceutical drugs, toxic plant alkaloids, cyanide-laden food, citric acid-laden food, phosphorus protein. People eat raw food, think that's healthy. Taking treatment that leaves all kinds of poison in the person.
And this leads right into what you asked me about worms, because we have growth factor for them inside of us. Here's the thing about planet Earth, brother and sister. Listen to me carefully. Every surface on planet Earth has microbes. Those are things you cannot see with your eyes. Your hand is a surface. Your skin is a surface. Your hair is a surface. And I just stated, these are the facts. Every surface on this planet has microbes on it. Think about that. And if you have the growth factor for these worms, like thread worms, and you go outside barefoot, talk about I'm going to ground myself, so I have to go outside periodically barefoot. That's another hoax. More garbage information need to be thrown into garbage. That's where the parasites are. Do you have their permission to walk on their territory? No, you don't. You don't. Thread worms. And you go to the store and buy health food. Go to the health food store and buy these supplements. B1, copper, selenium, magnesium, iodine, sodium, all these things. You have sugar metabolite, salt metabolite, starch metabolite, fructose, potassium. You go to the health food store and buy these things, and you have the worms feeding on them. You'll be feeding the worms inside of you. That's what you'll be doing. All kind of, before you have those addictions, you start off with craving. You think it's you craving something. No, it's the worms inside of you craving things, making you go buy this and buy that and feed them. This is what's happening, brother and sister. Worm called craving. Craving causes addiction. I'm telling you of the facts of life. You don't have to believe them, but these are the facts. Then you have pinworm, round worm, fluke worm, flat worm. We all have them. And your dog, your pets have worm. But see, humans are smart enough, Brother Rashid, to take the pet to the vet and deworm them. But they don't even think of that they have the same worm inside of them. Who's deworming them, Brother Rashid?
I understand. I do understand. Pretty serious.
But they think about the pet. No, you need to start saving yourself first. Forget the pet. So, Brother Rashid, we ask people to go to the website at the American School of Symptometry. Do it, brother and sister, because this is where I get the knowledge and information from, as well as being a student. We need more people to sign up to become student, enroll to become student, Brother Rashid, because what we do is community service work, trying to work our people up. Nobody is coming to save us. Jesus is not coming. I'm sorry. I'm not making mockery. I'm just telling you. He's not coming to save us. We have to save ourselves. These other people, they have all the trouble that they can handle. They're not coming either. We have to save ourselves, and we have everything within us, within our body to save ourselves, to reverse every condition. We already have it inside of us. So please go to the website of the American School of Symptometry, not for profit. It is amsos.org. If you have a need to speak to us personally, just give us a call at 678-572-7269. We also have a program called Optimal Health, how to fortify our body to resist diseases. Every Monday on AM 360 from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can join us by dialing 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. We also have a couple of programs on Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. called Morning Tylene, a learning session. Please come and join us by dialing 267-876-3648 and the passcode being 289-2322#. We look forward to seeing you there. Brother Rashid, we certainly appreciate this opportunity. You've been an excellent engineer and host, and we greet everyone with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Thank you so much, my dear brother. You know, if you have time and like to stay over in the second hour, that's fine with me. I'm going to do about another 30 minutes.
I'm going to be right here. If anyone have a question later, I'll be right here. And I might even share some things about
health of our finances.
Right. Yeah, I know you have that background and that skill set, you know, so
yeah.
Being a bank manager myself and the fact that I do know some things that can help us overcome some of the shortcomings, especially in the time period that we currently live in, you know, the worst is yet to come economically in 2024 for us. A lot of people are going to be losing their jobs. Artificial intelligence has stepped in and taken the place of most people's jobs currently. The real estate market is going to have a dip. It's going to be sometime this year. You know, if you really look at history, you know, like we had our last real estate crisis in 2008, and that's when I walked away from the banking industry and went into corporate finance because I know what they did in 2008 was 100% fraud. Nobody got in trouble for it. You know, and these are types of things that we don't know, we don't understand. Very few of us really have a good grasp of economics. There are people with degrees who've gone to school to some of the greatest schools in the country and don't have a clue on how to manage money. They really don't. You know, I think Carter G. Woodson said it best a long time ago in 1932, 34. He said, you have gone to school and you think you're getting an education. You're wrong. You went to school to be trained. So we have these master's degree and master's degree and PhDs, and we really think, we think independently. But you're being trained to function and participate in the world that's already been created, this illusion that we call ourselves, call ourselves the real world. We've been trained to do those particular things. So when you look at finance, do you really think someone is going to teach you about financing when they want control of your finances? They're going to teach you how to manage it? Are you kidding me? The banks are the most crooked entities in this country. A bank cannot exist without your deposit. So who has the power here? You are the bank. So we're going to get to some of those things. I'm going to take a short break. I know we said a lot doing this broadcast, and we said a lot of things. But let's take a couple minutes to get a sip of water, get you a cup of hot water to drink it, and we're going to come back and cover about 30 minutes of the preparation for the upcoming classes that we're going to be having every Tuesday. On most of you who are on probably have had the list for all of January and the list for all of February on what we're going to be talking about when it comes to financial empowerment. We say wealth. Wealth is financial empowerment. You know, we can't have wealth until we understand the mechanism and the tools and the resources to put together this plan to get to our ultimate goals, whichever they may be. Those SMART goals, as we all know about, being specific, measurable, things that are achievable, realistic, and timely. How do we do this? Or are we in a situation we just can't, we have no patience. We don't understand the economic structure of the society in which we live in, and 90% of us don't. As a banker, I'm telling you, we misuse and abuse you on purpose because we know that you don't know. We take advantage of you and charge you outrageous interest rates. Why? Because you're going to do it because I trained you to do this type of thing. You put yourself in a detrimental situation, and the first four letters in the word detrimental is what? Debt. It's important that we understand these things. So bear with us for a minute. Just hang on just for a while. We're going to come right back and put in another 30 minutes. Please bear with us. Pick up the telephone and call somebody. Call your friend, family member, mother, father, sister, brother, and just tell them to tune in to the Science of Health and Wealth Learning Lab. I'll be right back with you.
Covered all over, wrapped in God's love. Covered all over, a woman truly worthy of. Covered all over, from head to toe. God above. Who could ask for anything more? I know sometimes things don't go right. No matter how hard you might try, seemingly you just can't win the fight. People talk about the way you dress. Lord knows they talk about you. But to the Muslim brother, you are a flower in the early morning dew. Oh, covered all over. Wrapped in God's love. Covered all over. A woman truly worthy of. Covered all over. From head to toe. Dressed by God above. Who could ask for anything more? Out of all the women, you're the only one in place. Out of all the women in this whole wide world, you're the only one to bring a smile to the master's face. On the judgment day, I'm sure he'll say, into the garden, my flower, I prepared it for you this day. You were strong. You held on tightly to me. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. So I wrap you up in my words and wisdom, yeah, and made you a light for the whole of humanity. Covered all over.
And welcome back. This is Rashid Salam, your host and your engineer for tonight's show of the Science of Your Health and Wealth Learning Lab. We'll take a few minutes and just do a slight introduction. The first of the year, we began to think about some of the things that we need to do differently and to provide our radio listening audience with some tools and resources that could be beneficial to them. And as we talk about health, and we did that for a whole 2 years, and I just felt with my background, and Abdul Shaheed has a financial background as well, we decided to begin to expand, try to improve on the listening audience, trying to provide you with more resources and information. And our goal is to expand not only just from Blog Talk Radio, but also to the YouTube celebrations and preparations and things of that nature, you know, Facebook, whatever we need to do to begin to reach our listening audience. And our focus is on our young people. And they really, really need the help and assistance. So as part of our introduction and discussion for the new year, we talked about last week what we plan to do. And this week was designed to talk about monetizing your attitude. Now, those of you who don't know what monetizing your attitude is, we ask that you press one on your phone and ask that question. If you're on the line, don't let us speak to you when you don't know what we're talking about. Because why are you wasting your time if you're not going to find out how it's going to work for you? So our goal is to help you prepare yourself. And that's what monetizing your attitude really represents. What do I have to do to monetize my life? What type of attitude do I need to achieve in order to make sure I get to that next step? So next week we'll be talking about our cash spending plan. Well, most people don't cash spending plan. That's your budget. I hate the word budget. Why? Because it's too restricted. You can still have a budget and spend on yourself. So in that particular program, we'll be talking about the 50-30-20 plan, which is very, very important for us to know what is the 50-30-20 plan. You know, when you start talking about budget, what does that mean? How do I prepare myself? But then we want to talk about taxes and you. We're going to be bringing some professional people on the line who specialize in these particular fields so you don't have to sit here and listen to me. And, you know, you don't have my resume, my bio, so you don't know
what I know, what I don't know. And the fact is, I believe in bringing professional people on board, like I brought in Abdul Shaheed to talk about healthcare. I'm not a professional in that field, even though I'm familiar with a lot of the things that he say. I'm in class. I plan to be in the class myself to be just like him, to be able to share with other people and do the marketing that's essential and necessary for us to be able to help our community people at large. And then we're going to talk about taxes to you. Then we'll talk about assets and liabilities and your net worth, your credit scores, your credit profile. What do they mean? How do they work? Do I understand it? You should get a free credit report every single year for free. All three of your credit reports are free, ladies and gentlemen. You should know what's on there. You should know how it affects you. If you have a husband or a wife and you have some issues with one or the other, it affects your credit score. It also affects your ability to get insurance. If your husband has some speeding tickets and you don't, and you do, and you get insurance together, guess what? You got speeding tickets too, just like credit. If one or the other have bad credit and you apply for something together, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Now you have bad credit, even though you had good credit prior to that. So you need to know about consumer statements. You need to know about how do I manage my credit profile, my credit score, and what does it really mean? Is it relevant? We'll talk about the history of the credit score. As a banker, I can share with you how they came about. This stuff has been around for a long time. It's been used for redlining. It's based on zip codes, your address. Do you know credit scores now affect your ability to get a job, your ability to get insurance on your car? Your credit score is now reflective in that. So we need to know these particular things. Understanding insurance. You know, I said it that way for a reason, because there's many different facets of insurance. And I don't sell insurance, even though I'm a licensed agent. I educate about insurance. You need to know why you have to have it. You know, you should insure your children as well, because look at all these babies who are dying every day, and people got GoFundMe things up everywhere because you failed to plan. You look at yourself like he's going to live forever, and none of us are getting out of here alive. And how dare you not insure yourself, not insure your children, not insure your family, so you don't have to go through the things that these families currently are going through right now, but not being able to properly put their people away, and they're doing cremation, which is a huge business right now. Why? Because people fail to do what they're supposed to do. You shouldn't be burning each other up. But it's the very same price that you can burn someone up in a cremation. You can almost put somebody away with a couple hundred more dollars properly. You don't have to buy a $5,000 casket. So understanding how to spend, understanding how to manage your life is very important, and we'll be talking about those types of things. Family planning and investments, wills, trust, death and taxes. This is our January and February schedule. And we'll be talking about those things. So tune in and get your family members to tune in, especially your children. I don't care how young they are. Our children should be invested into U.S. government bonds. Why aren't they invested in those particular things? They can start at an early age. They're young enough to now to invest. Most of us know who's over 50 or 60 that if you had put a couple of $25 bonds aside on a monthly basis when your children were 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7, 30 years later, what are those bonds worth now? Allow them to do that type of thing. Show them how to do those types of things. So we need to really look at our future and know how important finances is, how important planning is. So let's stop here and talk about monetizing your attitude. Press one on your phone. If you have a question, press one on your phone if you want to know a little something about how to plan and how to prepare yourself. The key here is this: building your own personal life plan. That's what financial planning is all about. Within that, mapping out your own personal life plan, incorporated in that will be your financial future. So if you don't plan to have anything, you won't. Coincidences, no ifs, ands, and buts. Yes, no, right, wrong. Yes, you know, that's the way it goes. That's the way things go in the world. You know, your family, is it important? So let's start with the individual and getting your head on right. What do you think you need to do? You get your pencil and pad out. We're going to talk about a few things. But we're not going to get too deep. We're going to take this into next week. I do want you to begin to understand what you're going to need to do if you're going to participate in this 8-week session that we're going to be doing over the next from January to February. If you're going to be participating in the things that we're going to be talking about, take notes. What do you want? What's your goal? What's your plan? What's your map about your personal life? First of all, you have to understand and do what we call intake. Make sense? What is intake? Intake is evaluating where you are currently. In Missouri, in some portion of the country, 65% of the African-American community don't have $400 in the bank. They did a survey here in the state of Missouri. 60% of the African-American community don't have $400 in the bank. So that's intake. Let's look at this. Where are you? Get your pad out. Pull that checkbook out. Look at that bank statement. How much money do you have in the bank? We have to look at ourselves. It's called self-assessment. You have to understand the scope of work that's designed that you're going to have to do to ensure that you have a future for yourself. You have to start with intake. Where are you currently? Are you a renter? Are you a buying? Or are you buying your home? Are you working? What is your income circle? Is it sufficient enough for you to be able to use the 50-30-20 plan where you take care of your needs and your wants and your desires and discretionary income is placed someplace where you pay yourself for the future? Do you have an emergency fund? Let's not go any further than that in your intake. Do you have an emergency fund? And what is an emergency fund? It should consist of 6 months. We start with three now. But it should consist of 6 months of all your expenses that you have on a monthly basis. That money should be separated and put somewhere where you don't touch. Preferably, you should have a year. We already had this experience with COVID, right? What was it like? How hard was it for some of us not to have that extra money to now, if we didn't work or if we got laid off from work, then we couldn't pay our rent. We couldn't pay our bills on time. That's what emergency funds are for, to be able to cover your expenses for 6 months to a year, and you should teach your children that. If they're in your home, I'm going to move out, Mom. I'm going to move out there. Stop. Let's sit down and have this conversation about what real life is all about, because anything can happen at any given time, and you can lose your job. And don't come running back to me talking about help me with my rent. Help me with my mortgage payment when you didn't plan to have any of this stuff in a situation where you can maintain your life. Finances is difficult. Every decision we make, has a financial consequence. So are you preparing for the future? What this gift that God has given you called the intellect, have you used it to design a plan for yourself, just like a universe has a plan? We should have a plan as well. The sacred institution of education, especially financial education, because everything we do has a financial consequence, no matter how we look at it. If you have a child, financial consequence. If you have a college student, financial consequence. If you want to move, financial consequence. If you want something other than what your income circle presents to you, financial consequence. Are you in debt? So this assessment, this intake that I'm talking about, is basically looking at yourself on the intake sheet and assessing where you are. This is monetizing your attitude, getting your head on right, so you can do measurable planning, specific planning, attainable planning, realistic planning. You could only do that if you have the right attitude, the right mind,
to do this right. You notice I didn't say mindset, because once your mind is set, then everything changes. Once your mind is set, you're done. Improving your thinking process. So this project design that we're talking about called monetizing your attitude, this social responsibility that we're talking about monetizing your attitude, is essential in your preparation for planning your life. I read off those particular subject matters that we're going to be talking about. How important are they? If you don't have the beginning taken care of, if you don't have your basic structure taken care of, how do you design a budget when you don't know how much income you have, nor do you know how many expenses you have, nor do you have what your assets and liabilities are? No savings account. Keep in mind, emergency fund. Forget about investing if you get an emergency fund, because the stock market could crash. Emergency fund. 6 months. The 1 year worth of normal payments that you spend on a monthly basis should be somewhere sacked away in case of an emergency. And we know emergencies happen, whether we like it or not. We don't control anything. We don't even control our employment because we're not entrepreneurs. We don't control that. So don't subject yourself to something you have no control over. This is what monetizing your attitude means. Is exactly what it means. What I'm going to do real quick, Abdul Shaheed, I want you to come in and kind of add a little value to that for me, but I'm going to ask those who are on the line, if I say anything that resonates with you, anything that I can do to help you get started with this process, here's your opportunity to ask a professional. Here's your opportunity to share or get answers to things that you never knew about, because most of us, I'm telling you, in my experience, I know people who work on Wall Street, making plenty of money, can't manage a thing, over indebted, don't know how to plan, don't know how to prepare, because money blinds you. And that's the trauma of money that we talk about in our classroom instruction. Money is a trauma. You've heard of people winning the lottery. Within 2 or 3 years, they don't have any money left. That is no coincidence. That's the trauma of money. For those of you who have a question before I ask Abdul Shaheed to come in and chime in on some of the things I just said about attitude and monetizing your state of being, press one on your phone. Press one on your phone and ask that question. And not for yourself, for your child. So you can be able to share with them. If you have young children currently right now, you should basically getting them in the attitude of how to monetize money, quit wasting money, quit spending money on things that they have no business spending money on. But if you don't make them understand how to pay themselves first, invest into themselves, and show them how money works, but you have to know how it works. Show them how to invest in U.S. bonds. The safest thing you can do right now. The whole world invests in U.S. bonds. They don't pay you much interest, but over time, they do. It was a great opportunity. Instead of putting money in a bank account, you invest into yourself where you get a return on your investment, because you're not going to get a return in nobody's bank in this country. And whatever you get in investment, return on your investment, it's taxable income. So interest is taxable income. So anyway, anyone who's raised their hand, please feel free to press 1 and I'll bring you online. If not, Abdul Shaheed. Tell him.
Yes, sir.
Say a little something based on what I said. I hope I said something that was meaningful, reasonable. I think I'm, you know, right there on intake and assessment, measurable opportunities. So what do you think? What can you share?
You're doing an excellent job, Brother Rashid. I have a little tip I'd like to share for people need to, especially people that still have children at home, still have small children, and
mm-hmm.
they're still working. Can you hear me now?
Sorry, brother. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No problem. I said I have a couple of tips that I'd like to share when it comes to a family that still have children at home. And the breadwinner is still working. Here's how you replace their income. It's called income replacement. This is what life insurance is about. It's about replacing the breadwinner's income. You used an acronym called DIME, D-I-M-E. This helped the person to determine how much insurance that they will purchase. D-I-M-E, DIME. The D stands for death. This is of the death of the breadwinner. The D stands for death. Take care of the funeral expense of the breadwinner. How much does it cost in today's dollars to take care of the funeral expenses? You add that amount. Just say, for an example, it's $10,000. So you put $10,000 to the side to represent death, dying. The next is income. Income will be the amount of money it needs to be invested to replace the breadwinner's income. So if the breadwinner dies prematurely before he has time for his investment to work for him, there will be money in an estate from the insurance, the life insurance. This is how you purchase life insurance, especially if you still have dependents, small children at home,
mm-hmm.
and you're the breadwinner. So say if the person is making $50,000 a year. So you need to be able to replace that income for the number of years the youngest child is still at home. Let's say for 10 years. So you have 10 times 50,000, that's $500,000. Amount of insurance you need to have on the person's income. You put 500,000 there, 50,000 there. Yeah, 500,000. So you have 10,000 for the death and 500,000 for the income replacement. And then the other level is M. M stands for the mortgage. If you have a mortgage, if the house calls, the remaining amount on the house is $100,000, that's the amount you want to be able to have insurance covered for you, for your life insurance. So you add another $100,000. So we have $10,000, $500,000, and $100,000. $10,000, $500,000, and another $100,000. And that last amount is education. So you put a dollar amount for education. Say again? Yes. Yeah, so
you need about 750 at minimum.
Yes. At the minimum. See, at the minimum, to cover all of the responsibility that the breadwinner have to take care of. So now you have education, that last letter, DIME, D-I-M-E, stand for education. The E stands for education. So if you got two children there, and they go to a public school somewhere, it might cost, say it costs $5,000 a year for 4 years. That's $20,000. You got two of them. That's $40,000 more for education you want to add to that number. So we have $10,000. That's $600,000, right at $650,000 worth of life insurance. This is how you determine the amount of coverage you need to have. And you go buy and market or shop that $550,000 with term life insurance. And you literally have replaced the breadwinner's income to cover his death, to cover his income, to cover the mortgage, and to cover the education expenses. And you can do it very affordable. And in the meantime, that person is also making the investment that Rashid mentioned. And once an investment reached the level of his income in the life insurance, then he is self-insured. Family get that, get those assets anyway, so you can start paying for insurance. So this is a little tip that I learned when I was doing financial services. Hopefully that's helpful to someone.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, most definitely it is. You know, that just lets you know, when we talk, you just hit on monetizing your attitude. That means you're planning.
Yes.
You're preparing. You know, that's what I mean by taking that intake. Where am I at? Where am I going? What do I anticipate? How do I look at myself? How do I measure that? So your project design, your scope of work on who you are, what your family life is going to be about, then it requires education, ladies and gentlemen. It's that sacred institution, again, of education, that sacred institution of marriage or relationship building. You can't play with your life. Life is nothing to play with. It's nothing to play with. It requires teamwork. Working together works.
Absolutely.
And Kevin,
together you can make this thing work. So that's why it's so important. They always say that, you know, 75% of all the divorces in this country is caused by money. I say it's caused by communication, because you never sit down with that person at the beginning of their relationship when you intend to get married and you did a contract. Say, oh, how much debt you got? What are some of your plans? What's your income? Do you have an insurance policy? All those things that we talk about, we just get married for a reason, God, I got to get married. No. Why take on a burden? Why would you take on a burden without sitting down at the table? You may be coming with child support from a previous marriage. And guess what? File taxes together if you want to. They're going to take that money. Let somebody come into your relationship or you and you marry into their house and find out that they got a bad driving record. They have, I hate to say this, DUI, traffic tickets, traffic violations. And you let them be on your car insurance. Guess what? Your car insurance is going to go up, male or female, whoever you may be. Communications is the key. It's not because we have financial difficulties. We have communications difficulties, but we don't talk to each other. Operating on emotions and instinct. Not paying attention to how real life is. Children, you know, they're locked up for 9 months, and you go to jail for the rest of your life when they come out. Because guess what? You're going to have to take, you locked up with them. They free. They did their 9 months of being locked down. Now, are you free? You can be. You should be. Don't put yourself in a box, in a situation, a circumstance that you can't manage. Go, guess what? Frustration, anxiety, stress, strain, financial difficulties were on you. We already talked about in the first hour how your brain is functioning. If it's not functioning right, you're going to crack. You're going to say something to that spouse. You're going to do something. I can't take this. I can't manage it. But did you ever talk about it? So what you talk about on the dime theory is a beautiful concept, and we're going to get into that when we get to the taxes until insurance policy. We start talking about it, but that makes you think. What he just said to you, guess what? None of us getting out here alive. All of us going to need income. If you're a renter or whatever it may be, a mortgage holder, you got to pay rent, you got to pay mortgage. If you have children, you want them to be continually educated. In the world that we live in, you have to prepare for that early on. So thank you so much, Abdul-Shahid, for that. I think we have another hand raised here. And those of you who said anything that makes you want to think, if we said anything that you're doing that you want to share with us, whatever, we're talking about monetizing your attitude. This is IWDM Radio. I am Rashid Salam, the host and engineer for tonight's show. So please feel free. Please feel free to open your mic by pressing 1 and saying what you need to say. I think we had Amina on here just a second ago. I think she dropped off. Amina, are you still there?
Yes, sir. Salamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Can you hear me?
You want to say something?
Yes, one thing I wanted to mention is that I'm currently looking at, the trust and a will. Well, I'm updating my Islamic will, but you know, I'm looking at the importance of a trust as well as a will, because a trust. Mm-hmm. I just found out from a very qualified attorney in our community who specializes in this, trust leaving legacies, is that if you don't have a trust and you only have a will, it can be tied up in probate indefinitely. You don't have
That's true.
And your family can't do anything about accessing that if you don't have a, I believe it's a revocable power of attorney or irrevocable, whatever. But I'm just saying, I'm educating myself on that, re-educating myself again, and it's very important that we really, really look at that. Because as the attorney was mentioning in the seminar that she gave in the Masjid several months ago, A lot of us don't look at trust. We don't know the importance of trust, you know, having a trust in place. That's all I just wanted to say that.
Yes.
Salamu alaikum.
No problem. Well, you sound very, very well said, and that is why we are doing this attitude adjustment right now, so we can get to that point where we know how to invest into doing a revocable living trust. We got to, when your children go off to college and into sports, you better have some type of medical directive in case something happened to them. You have no rights once they leave your house to get a scholarship to college. If you don't have medical directives involved in that whole thing, guess what? They can do whatever they want to do to your child. You can't say a word. So these directives that she's talking about, these trusts and these wills that she's talking about, if nothing else, at least have a will. If you find yourself making a lot of money in California, before I left California and came back home to St. Louis, if you had any assets, $500,000 or more, it automatically goes to probate court. The probate court gets 25% of your assets. By the time you get an attorney, they'll help you work with it, and you can't do it in California without an attorney. So you're stuck because you didn't do a living trust. Active living trust, so that is truly, truly very important. And for those of you who don't know, it's not that expensive. Plan now. That's why your attitude has to be adjusted now. Some of us may be over 50, maybe over 60. It's not too late. It's not too late to get involved and learn these particular intricate details that are essential for your betterment and for your well-being. I know one thing about death. You want to see some problems? Pass away and don't have a trust or a will and watch your family eat each other alive. Or flat out eat each other alive over some chump change. Well, who's supposed to get the amwar? Who's supposed to get the car? Who's supposed to get this? I mean, people come from out of town. Like, you've been talking to my auntie for the whole time. She said I was supposed to get this. I'm talking about a mess. Messy deaths. And we'll have that type of thing talked about. We're going to have someone on the line to talk about trust. If you want to talk to somebody prior to that, feel free to call me and I can refer you to somebody. Amina just mentioned someone at the local Islamic center, a local masjid, who's qualified to talk about this. Consultation is free. We're not charging you any money. We just want you to be healthy, financially healthy. We want you to build your own personal life plan. What do you want? Where do you want to go? How do you prepare for the future? Don't act like you know what you're doing. Don't think you read a book. I heard somebody say, get it right. Get it right. Get your attitude right. Develop your own skill set so you can map out your own personal life plan, which also includes a financial plan. You got to know something. You got to know something. So we want to make sure that you understand yourself. You have your identity crisis taken care of. The images and self-esteem building that you need, understanding self, it requires that you do a little thinking, raising your hand, like pressing one on your phone and ask a question. Because if you own this phone and you already got it like that, press one and help us. Press one and help us out. Tell us what you know. Help us out if you got it like that. And don't be ashamed if you don't. Man, most of us don't even know we don't know. There's nothing wrong with not knowing. What's wrong is when someone shares something with you, you don't proceed to try to acquire the information that's essential to make sure that you get this thing right for your own personal life, your social life. Be civically responsible for your whole self and your whole community. We got to get there, ladies and gentlemen. We have to do these particular things. We have no choice if we plan to make it in this thing called a land of plenty. The most important thing, if you feel like you, I don't have anything to lose, I got myself squared away, share it with somebody else. Share it with your neighbor, your sister, your brother, your children, your cousins, your nephews, your nieces. We're all in the same pot, and it's hot. They're turning the fire up. It is hot in here.
I'm telling you something, just from a financial perspective, I don't give advice because if I give advice, would I have a securities license? Would I have a license to sell insurance? Would I have a license to talk about securities? I can get in trouble, but I will tell you what I would do. That's not a crime. If I sit here and try to tell you, I could have commented on that revocable living trust. I'm not going to do it. I'm not a licensed security expert. I don't have that securities license. So when you're talking to people who are trying to tell you something, let's find out what they qualified to say. Not just share with you what they did. Talk to a qualified person. Understand it. Keys to building your financial future starts with monetizing your attitude. So your self-assessment. The self-assessment is one that we have to talk about and deal with. We have another hand raised here, and I do have a question from the Internet. So let's take this question, share with us, and give us some information that you need. This is 314-833. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. The mic is open.
As-salamu alaykum to you, Rashid Salam, and to Instructor Abdul Shaheed, and to your very astute radio listening audience to IWDM Radio. This is Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah, the praise and the thanks belongs to God first and foremost, always. You know, I've been just sitting back and listening. I just want to say what a wealth of information that can keep us, you know, healthy, not only in terms of physically, but mentally, spiritually, and even financially, and all of these actually go together. I just want to bring up this point in terms of qualifications. Let me please remind our radio listening audience that those who are Muslim and those who are not Muslim, Christians that are listening, that the final revelation, which is the Quran, which means that which should be read, that which should be read. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Most High, who's perfect and doesn't make mistakes, doesn't make errors, is best qualified to teach us what inheritance rights are. In other words, when you leave back your family, we don't know who's going to transition first. But can you believe it? God has said in the Quran, as he gives it in a fractional part, and those who remember just basic math, how to convert that to a decimal, from a fraction to a decimal, from a decimal to a percentage, what is actually due to those who are survivors who remain behind, God has said what they inheritance rights actually would be. So if we want to keep the stability of the sacred institution of family and family life, then it would be incumbent upon us that are Muslim, and even if you're not Muslim, you know, you can read it in the Quran and what it is that God says, this is the right of the spouse. This is the right of the children at all, and gives a breakdown in percentage-wise. I just wanted to just say that because that's my next goal. It's not only in terms of life planning, as you say, is planning your life all the way to the very end, which is a good term. I like that, life planning. But it's also in terms of assessing yourself, but also being in the court with what God's word, will, and way is, that we are to leave our family healthy, to not leave them with the mental and emotional and spiritual stress that oftentimes happen when a family member leaves, especially the matriarch and the patriarch of the family, and they're squabbling over that. You can easily bring them together and say, I'm structuring this in accordance with what God's will is, what his word is, that embodies his will in the way he wants it to be done. I just wanted to get my little nickels worth in regards to that. So, alhamdulillah. Thank you. thank you. That means all the praise and thanks belongs to Allah. Thank you so much. This is excellent. I can't wait to hear all the subtopics that you mentioned, because this is critical issues that we're facing, and we need to have that information and education. Thank you. May Allah continue to bless you and us. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam, Mark. Thank you so much for sharing, Mark. We appreciate the comments. You know, and like I said, you know, sometimes we get triggered, but the basic structuring has to take place. We have to incorporate everything that he said. We have to incorporate everything that Amina said. We have to incorporate everything that Abdul Shaheed said. And prayerfully, hopefully, I said something that may be beneficial to you on building your own financial plan, building your own personal life plan. They work hand in hand together. They're like health and wealth, okay? It's the same thing. And so we realize that when we look at what we're doing here on IWDM Radio, we always try to provide a platform for your betterment. We always try to provide a platform for you to be better, to be able to use the resources, to get the focus back on your natural form. We have the form, but we don't have the functionality. And so that's what we try to do here. Not on just my show. There's several shows that go on IWDM Radio. And, you know, I'm going to kind of close down a little bit because I don't want to go too far. I don't want to step into the other programs, the other aspects of what we're going to be doing, because we can, because it's so valuable. This information is so valuable. We haven't even talked about time management. If you're going to have a plan, if you're going to have an attitude adjustment, you have to think about time. You have to think about those particular things. You have to understand the communication, the behavior that has to be changed in your life. You have to understand the success choices that we have to make. What are those success choices? We have to understand relationships, how they work, what the needs of each one of our family members are. We need to know those particular things. So monetizing your attitude has a lot to do with how we even go into debt, because debt is destructive to your future. So we have to develop and design, not a budget, but a cash spending plan. We as human beings have an insatiable desire to spend. But you don't have to spend it on something foolish. You just spend it on yourself. Spend it on your children. You're still satisfying their needs. Spend it on those things that are beneficial to you and your family. Understand what taxes are. Do you know the tax laws are designed for the entrepreneur? So why wouldn't we be in business for ourselves? Why wouldn't we have a home-based business? So we get the same tax benefits, reducing our taxes and increasing our income. You can give your own self a raise. When it comes to taxes, you just don't know how. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. To provide you and protect you, protect your future, leave you with a legacy. Provide adequate protection for your family, life, health, disability, personal liability. And that dime theory, believe me, it works. So the principles of building wealth, comprehensive planning that we're talking about here on this show, you need to go tell someone else in your family. Get your husband or your wife on the telephone. Get your children on the telephone. Look, we're talking about our legacy. We're talking about generational wealth and health that we're trying to leave here. We're talking about how to, renting versus buying. We want to talk about whoever owns the land owns the man. So why would you rent when you can buy? They have so many programs out now where they'll give you the tax. They'll give you your down payment for first-time home ownership. You just don't know that. You just don't know that. They can raise your rent whenever they want to, but they don't raise your mortgage. You know, is a house an asset? No. Oh, what do you mean no? A house is an asset to the bank. It's a liability to you. We know these things. We're calculating our wealth with a liability, talking about we got an asset. It's not an asset until it's paid for. It's a bank's asset. It's your liability. You know, so I'm just trying to make us understand what we don't know. How to build this personal life plan, how to build your life, how to teach this to your children so we can continue it. This is legacy. That's why we talk about legacy leaving. We're leaving legacies by passing on good information. That's the Quran. That's a legacy. It keeps going. It's always alive. It never stops.
It changes. It never changes. It just adjusts to the times that we live in. When it comes to values and decision-making, we need to have a family reunification. That family reunification don't have to be your family. Making sure you understand this community yourself that you walk around with 24/7 health-wise. That's a whole community operating within you. So with that, I'm kind of shut down just a little bit. I don't want to talk too much. I want to prepare you guys for something that's so important, futuristic thinking. What tool are you going to use? What source are you going to use for that resource that you're going to need to sustain yourself and your family? Abdul Shaheed, before we close down, give some closing remarks, my good brother. We're going to have a public service announcement. Tell us what's happening here on IWDM Radio on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And a plethora of information is being presented here on IWDM Radio. I know we can't get you on. If we can, we come on every day if you can. It's only an hour or two here and there, but you can pick and choose where you need to be, and you're going to get some of all that. No matter which one of these programs you get on, you may be on Parenting Reconstruction Learning Lab. You're going to hear something about finance. You're going to hear something about health. It's all interconnected and interrelated. Dr. Shaheen, you want to give some closing remarks, my good brother? And thank you so much again for being with us, sharing, and not even charging me yet. You know, so I know how that is. Time is money.
You're absolutely correct, Dr. Shaheen. It's amazing about our cells and their timing. The cells are precision time predictor. And one thing about our cells that we can learn from them, Brother Rashid, as a closing statement, things that we can learn from our cells do not procrastinate. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
They're very timely. They're very timely. If something needs to be done in a millisecond, that's when they're going to do it. They're not going to wait till a minute pass by. They do not procrastinate. Mm-hmm. All they need are the nutrients and resources that we provide for them. They will do everything else. They're a great time predictor. They can predict what's going to happen in the future. And here's one other trait that our cells have, that they will correct their own mistakes without anyone pointing it out. Isn't that amazing? So these are things that we should be learning from. When our cells, the traits of our own cells, we're embedded with these things, Brother Rashid. Not to procrastinate, to predict what's going to happen in the future. All these things. And correcting our mistakes, even before someone point them out to us, we're able to do the same thing. So we certainly appreciate sharing the information on paying attention to ourselves. That's basically what we can call it tonight. Paying attention to ourselves and not neglecting them, because they are in charge of our health. We take care of them, they'll take care of us.
So
we thank you so very much for this opportunity.
Okay. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you, man. I look forward to working with you again on next Tuesday. I'm getting ready to get fired up here because I'm going to join the class.
Absolutely.
101 coming up here. Excited,
yes.
Excited and ignited. You know, I've been studying that
student website
for years.
You're going to be an excellent student, Brother Rashid.
I'm going to kind of shove a little bit because I talk too much. I'm ready to listen now, so I'm paying attention. You know, if we say paying attention, I need to pay attention because I really love my children. I love my grandchildren, and they love listening to me talk about health care. So I just need to get better at it so they can finally soak into their brains that you should be doing this and not that. But, you know, we need to have the background and the information
yes.
necessary for them to really get this thing. So it's an education. It really is.
Absolutely.
And I look forward to working with each other. Inshallah, we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, we got a little more time left, so if you have some questions, raise your hand. If not, I'm not going to keep you long because we've been on here for a while, and I don't want you to think we're trying to wear you out because we've got some programming coming up for the rest of the week. But in the meantime, I'm just thankful
that you did show up tonight, and I appreciate you and all of those who are on the internet. I appreciate you. I know we didn't get very many questions, so you're listening. This is new. You know, most of the time when you hear new information, you don't have much to say because you're trying to take it in. So come back next week, same time, same place, and get this information. Ask those questions. Bring someone back with you. That's the key. If we're going to build community life, it starts with us. Don't take no for an answer. Be that scientist. Be that person that is necessary, because guess what? Everybody you tell this to, it helps us grow and develop. You can't be what you can't see, and you can't go where you don't know. So with that, Mark Shaheed, please fill us in on what's happening for the rest of the week here on IWDM Radio. Mark Shaheed.
Yes, alhamdulillah. This has been an excellent, excellent production this year, 2024. We want to really do more. And I just want to just leave you and Instructor Abdul Shaheed with this. When we pay attention, it pays us. But when we don't pay attention, it delays us. So please remember that. Words of wisdom, if I see it on a T-shirt or a cap, I just want 40% of that. Because when you pay attention, it pays you. But when we don't pay attention, it delays you. So with that being said, the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio. As tomorrow is Wednesday, and that means that it is the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. That's heard each and every Wednesday with the very distinguished sister and Dr. Patricia Salahuddin out of Miami, Florida. She joins yours truly, Mark Shaheed, each and every Wednesday, except for the first Wednesday. And we have the very distinguished Rashid Salam on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. Well, we teach, you know, about correct parenting from an Islamic base and how to reconstruct the destructive family life. That happens each and every Wednesday. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, it's 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. It's followed by the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. It's hosted by yours truly, Mark Shaheed, where I like to bring and present to you very distinguished, esteemed guests inside the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And sometimes I have guests that's not in our community, or we'll take on topics that are pertinent to us as a community, as we did last Wednesday, the beginning of the new year from the Gregorian calendar. That happens each and every Wednesday, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern to 7 p.m. Central. It's 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Thursday is the Sister Learning Lab to the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, and that would be the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And our very distinguished and esteemed co-host, Khalila Akbar, from the Queen City of Charlotte, North Carolina. She joins yours truly, Mark Shaheed, for the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, where we teach the do's and don'ts of Islamic courtship and what constitutes a healthy, see that word healthy again, healthy and harmonious sacred institution of marriage. And we'll still be on the true love recipe, and we very well may have a special guest couple still working on that. So please tune in. So you can get that information, education on courtship and marriage. Friday is Salat Jumu'ah Day, Muslim worldwide. And those who can't get out and about, immobilized, you can come back here to IWDM Radio with Imam Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sahir, on Salat Jumu'ah. It starts each and every Friday, starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. The latest programming here to fill out the week is the Muslim Book Club, the Muslim Book Reading Club. And that's each and every Saturday with the very distinguished Imam Mikhail Sahir. And the first book is a two-volume book set of our Honorable First Lady and Mother of our Community, Sister Clara Evans Muhammad, the Mother of our Nation. This is a book or books that once you pick it up, you won't be able to put it down. So much information there. You can tune in each and every Saturday where there's a time allotted for reading. And then commentary, insight that is shared by those who tune in and listen in. It happens each and every Saturday starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. The longest running production is Words Make People. Sounds familiar? It was the theme of this past year's Time to Be Grateful. Held in the Meadowlands, Newark, New Jersey, the new home of the Muslim Journal. But you can get it each and every Sunday afternoon right here on IWDM Radio with Imam, Sahir, that's Mikhail Sahir, out of Noor Islamic Center there in Indianapolis, Indiana. He has this program, and it starts each and every Sunday at 1 p.m. and high noon Central and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. At the beginning of the week, my good brother and friend, Imam Nazim Pasha, he hosts an outstanding production called ABC. It stands for Al-Islam Base Conversation, where a variety of topics are talked about from an Islamic perspective. So that happens each and every Monday, Al-Islam-based conversation with the very distinguished esteemed Imam Nazim Pasha. It starts at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And you just heard it live tonight, starting in 2024. They're giving more than just the science of your health in you. It is now the science of your health and you, and also your wealth in you. So we're adding wealth to health, and there's a correlation that's there with the very distinguished esteemed Rashid Salam and his off-returning guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed. It happens each and every Tuesday, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central at 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And you want to make sure that you bring your pen and pad. There's more information, education, again, not only in regards to your health, but also your wealth. And your wealth is your health, and vice versa. Your health is your wealth and all. And we want you to always invite a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, or somebody in your local masjid or Islamic center to tune in to all of these productions on IWDM Radio. Last but not least, IWDM Radio, we do support the Muslim Journal that has been the lifeblood of our community for many, many years. If you allowed your subscription to lapse in regards to the Muslim Journal, please pick it back up again. And if you have a year subscription, that's double it to a two-year subscription. And think about a lifetime subscription, as I'm a lifetime subscriber of that. And if you have any questions how you can become a lifetime subscriber, you can call 314-435-7213. That's 314-435-7213. And I can give you some details how you can become a lifetime subscriber of the Muslim Journal. That is a good, safe, healthy investment. So with that being said, this salam is for you and yours. Until next time, assalamu alaikum. Back to you, Rashid Salam.
Have you ever felt a cool summer breeze? Yeah. Have you ever tried to fulfill a want or a need? God is with you all the way, strengthening your heart and soul, guiding your way. Ooh, ooh, ooh. chance to get your bread. Work hard, brother, to save your very, very soul. Make sure the whole world understands the law and full control. Heart and soul, a struggle, brother. You come out of the cold, a struggle, brother.
Assalamu alaikum. That's all, folks.
Assalamu alaikum.